Now, the Apostle Islands off the northern tip of Wisconsin are celebrating 50 years since being designated as a national lakeshore. This Saturday marks the anniversary of the congressional act that made the area a protected park in 1970. Came after years of advocacy from Wisconsinites and thousands of years of people recognizing the islands as a special and, in some cases, sacred place. Bob Macreth is a retired park ranger at the Apostle Island National Lakeshore and a park historian. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Happy to be here.
Well, Bob, I think I and a lot of people, when we think of the Apostle Islands, we think about the nature and the wildlife, but there's a long human heritage, too, that's making the island special. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, just as a start, I'd like to point out that every one of those islands, down to the very smallest one, at some point in history was someone's home or workplace, and it might have been a farmer or a fisherman in their family, or loggers, or the workers at the brownstone quarries and their families. But one point or another, every one of those islands was somebody's home or workplace. And you know what I like to tell visitors when they go out to the islands is, you know, there are only so many suitable landing places and clearings on any given island, so that when you beach your kayak or pitch your tent, it's guaranteed that you're going to be doing it at a spot that looked like a good campsite to many other people over the centuries. And all the way back in 1840, a geologist who was surveying the island said, we frequently select spots that have been the campsites of voyageurs and Indians from time immemorial. So when you settle down for the night in your tent, what I tell people is just listen closely and use your imagination, and you may hear voices out there, and they may or may not be speaking English. They might be speaking Ojibwe or French or Norwegian, but use your imagination and you'll hear them.
Now talk about the drive to create these federal protections for the Apostle Islands.
Well, the actual history of it goes quite a ways back. There was talk about protecting the islands as some sort of park or preserve all the way back into the 1890s. Scattered comments here and there, but there was a real big push in the late 1920s. And in 1930, a group of local promoters persuaded the National Park Service to send a representative here to northern Wisconsin to look the islands over for possible inclusion in the national park system. And the representative came out here, and they wined and dined him, and they took him out to the islands. They hired a newfangled airplane to take him over the islands and did their best to show off the place. And unfortunately, this was right at the close of the great logging era, and the landscape that this fellow saw basically colored his judgment and what he wrote back to Washington. What was once a far more striking landscape has been obliterated by the axe followed by fire. The hand of man has mercilessly destroyed the island's virgin beauty, and the project does not meet National Park Service standards. Well, that was very poetic, but it's also quite wrong. And 40 years later, it was proven wrong to the point that it became a national park area, an area within the national park system, specifically Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. And this was largely through the efforts of Gaylord Nelson, who governor and then senator. Of course, Nelson, in my mind, is one of the giants of the environmental movement here in Wisconsin. He's standing shoulder to shoulder with John Muir and Aldo Leopold as far as Wisconsin conservation heroes. And he already had an idea that he wanted to do something to preserve the islands when he was governor. He ran on a conservation platform, and protection of the islands in one way or the other was part of his plan. But when he became a senator in 1962, he was in a really good position to turn the dream into reality. But even so, it took 8 years of wheeling and dealing and maneuvering by a master politician to get that dream turned into an actual national park, which took place, as you mentioned, in 1970.
Before we run out of time, I want to check out some newer news here. Shaw Point recently added to the National Register of Historic Places. Can you tell us about Shaw Point?
Well, that's correct. Shaw Point is on Sand Island, and out of the 22 islands of the generally considered the Apostles, 21 are in the national park. One of them is not, and that's Magdalene Island, which, as most people know about, is having a village out there. But there's another island that had a full-time, year-round settlement on it, and that's within the national park, Sand Island, at the western edge of the archipelago. And Sand Island had a full-time, year-round community for about 50 years, roughly from the 1890s to the time of the Second World War. And now, if you go out to Sand Island, it's almost like, you know, in places going to a ghost town, because when you walk through the woods, you turn up the remains of old farmsteads and fish camps. But down at the south end is a small settlement, which is what's left standing, basically, of the original settlement out there on Sand Island. And it's basically occupied by the descendants of the original islanders, the farmers and the fishermen, and some of the very earliest summer residents whose roots go back a century virtually for all of them, and some of them for considerably more than that. So just this year, finally, after a seven-year project, the area at the southern end of Sand Island, this settlement of roughly 30 acres and 32 buildings, has been designated as a officially recognized National Historic District within the National Lakeshore. And it provides protection, additional protection of the structures, and recognizes the historic significance of that settlement. And it was a wonderful example of a partnership between the National Park Service and a nonprofit group, which I work with, the Apostle Islands Historic Preservation Conservancy, which is formed around a nucleus of some of the historic island families. So it's a way in which the
And we'll have to leave it there.
Families.
Thanks to our guest, Bob Macreth, a retired park ranger and historian, talking about how the Apostle Islands became a national lakeshore 50 years ago this weekend, sharing some of the history of the Apostle Islands with us. Remember, you can support great conversations with your gift at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552 during our fall member drive. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Wisconsin Public Radio and Central Time. Stay tuned.